of the kids have already arrived for our performance.
Hey, Ryan, come get your winter costume on.
Remember your line?
I'm working on it.
I'll go over to Woody if you want.
Yeah, probably should do that.
Are you excited to be here?
Absolutely.
When I was thinking of what students I wanted on this outreach trip, you came to mind because of your strong faith.
Really?
Yes, you seem like someone who knows how to rely on God, and you're going to have some great opportunities this week to share your faith with kids in New York.
I hope I'll know what to say.
You will, and use the scripture we've been learning to help you out. Why don't you start with meeting that girl over there?
Okay, here I go.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Kayla.
Are you here for the performance?
I don't know. What are y'all guys doing?
We're sharing a few stories from the Bible this week in your neighborhood. Today, we're going to tell the story of a centurion who believed that.
A what?
Centurion. That's like a soldier.
My dad's a soldier. He's away right now. We don't know when he's coming back.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to stay for the program?
I don't know. It's about God and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's about God and some of the cool things he's done.
My aunt is always trying to get me to go to church.
Well, this will be a little different than church. Why don't you try it? I'd really like you to stay. Maybe meet the other kids I'm with.
I don't have anything better to do.
Good. After the performance, there will be a lot of fun stuff to do. Oh, and this is for you.
What is it?
It's a scripture verse for today.
So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ. Romans 10:17.
Yeah, I've got to finish getting things ready. I hope we'll see you later.
Thanks, see ya.
Faith, what does that mean?
I pray.
Hey, Kayla, it's good to see you again. I didn't see you after the program yesterday.
Yeah, the girls I hang out with didn't want to stick around.
Did you like the story?
It was pretty cool.
Let me introduce you to everyone. This is Abigail. This is Ryan. And this is Sam.
Nice to meet you.
So what's going to happen here today?
Today we're going to tell a story about a woman who washed Jesus' feet with her tears and hair.
Tears and hair? That's weird.
That's what I thought first, too. When I first heard the story, I mean, some girls hair all over your feet.
She loved Jesus so much, she wanted to do something special for him.
In Jesus' time, it was custom to wash feet because of all the dust that would get in everyone's sandals.
I could use a good foot washing. The city's kind of dirty.
My mom says it's from the pollution.
Well, this woman we were telling you about interrupted this dinner. She just walked right in, cried on Jesus' feet, and then poured perfume on them.
She wanted to show Jesus she loved him more than anything, like even more than I like ice cream.
Are you serious?
That would be a lot.
The guy Jesus was eating with didn't think it was good that she showed up like that, but she didn't care what they thought.
Yeah, the house was owned by a guy named Simon, and he complained to Jesus about it. Guess he had something against perfume.
But Jesus told Simon that the woman was showing him love.
That's kind of a weird way to show love.
Maybe, but after Jesus washed the woman's feet, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loves much. That's one of my lines in the play. I play Jesus in the play. For sweet home.
I think Jesus was trying to tell the guys at dinner, and even us today, that love can take on many forms.
I don't get it.
Just that love can be shown in many ways. Before we came to the Big Apple, we were learning about that very thing. Do you guys remember?
Yeah, I learned how much it helps my mom when I do things around the house for her.
And I try to go see my grandma because I know she's lonely.
I did a neighborhood cleanup with some of my friends from school.
All of these things show love in different but important ways. Jesus is all about love, and using his example, we can learn how to love others.
It's hard to love some people, though.
That's true. You just have to take it one step at a time. You know, we're able to love other people because God first loved us.
I know it's a lot to take in, Kayla. Why don't you stick around and we can talk more after the program?
I was supposed to hang out with some friends, but yeah, I think I'll stay a while.
Cool. Good.
Cool.
I'm glad you can stay, Kayla.
Thanks.
See you later.
I love you more. Kayla.
Kayla, what's wrong? You seem upset.
My friends won't stop calling me Crabby Kayla. It's my nickname, but I'm sick of it.
I'm sure they weren't trying to be mean.
Yeah, they were, and it bothers me. They think my coming here is dumb.
You said your nickname is Crabby Kayla?
Yeah, but I don't want to be called that anymore.
What makes you say that?
I've been listening to everything you guys have been saying and for the last couple of days, and I think I want to change, but I'm just not sure how.
Nicknames are hard to get rid of sometimes, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I used to be known as Ryan the Rat preschool days. Got a bad rep?
Yeah, that's what I feel like I have, bad rep, except it hasn't worn off. Maybe if I learn how to be different, I could get a new nickname.
Sounds like a plan to me. Girls, I think what you're working on could help.
Do you know your ABCs?
Of course, I learned them in preschool.
These are a little different.
We'll show you. We were just getting these ready for a song called Why Don't You? Abigail, since your name starts with A, why don't you take this one? And Brittany, since yours starts with B, you take that one. Kayla.
And that leaves me with the last one. C for Crabby.
This C stands for something much better. But don't look at it at your poster just yet, Kayla. Abigail, show us your poster and read it aloud.
A stands for admit. You must admit to God that you are a sinner. We all are sinners. And B stands for believe. You must believe that Jesus is God's Son and accept his gift of forgiveness.
Now read your song, Kayla.
Confess.
You have to confess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord.
A, B, C. Admit, believe, confess. That sounds easy, but I have a lot to be sorry for.
We've all been there, Kayla.
What if nobody noticed I've changed?
They may not at first, but why don't you take a chance? We'll help you.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. I want to find out more.
Anyone? I'm back.
Hey.
What's up, Kayla?
Well, last night I prayed for the first time. Not sure I got all the words right, but I talked to God.
Don't worry about the words too much. Just keep talking to Him.
And I've been trying some things to show love to people.
Like what?
I took out the trash for my mom, and I took Mrs. Nelson's mail to her.
Who's Mrs. Nelson?
She's a neighbor who lives alone. I think she's pretty old. I've never talked to her much until today.
It sounds like you've been busy.
I thought Mrs. Nelson would be weird or that her house would be smelly, but she's nice.
Our grandma's house is a little smelly. I bet she cooks a lot of garbage. I mean, cabbage.
Good job, Kayla. You're being Jesus to your mom and Mrs. Nelson when you do things for her.
I am?
You are. You're passing on Jesus' love with your actions.
My mom was pretty surprised about me taking out the trash.
People around you will be surprised at how you're changing, but that's a good thing.
Not the girls I hang out with. They hate that I keep coming here.
Well, we're glad you're back.
This story today is awesome.
What is it about?
It's about a woman who didn't have a lot of friends. She met Jesus one day, and
Jesus, like knows everything about her. They had never met, but he was telling her all these things he knew about her life.
So the woman thinks he's a prophet or something.
A prophet?
So then Jesus tells the woman that he's the Messiah.
Messiah? There's a lot of strange words in these stories.
You're right, there are. Messiah means that Jesus was chosen by God to be the Savior of the world.
Okay, so what happened to the woman?
She was so excited about meeting Jesus that she ran into the town telling everyone about him.
And because she did that, a lot of people believed in him.
God wants us to tell others about Jesus so that they can be saved and know that he loves like we do.
I don't know if I can tell my friends about all this. I don't think they would understand.
They may not right now, but God will help you talk with them when you... The time is right.
Kayla, why don't you hang out with us today as we tell the story?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Good, come on.
Sharing a story, proclaiming.
amazing. Times Square is so crazy good.
I love riding the Ferris wheel in the big toy store.
What about the Tasty Subs and Carnegie Deli? Who knew I like corned beef?
Thanks for showing us around New York City.
I'll never forget this trip.
I wish we could have met some of your friends.
Yeah, why didn't they come?
To be honest, they didn't want to be around because of all the guys and stuff. I gotta be cool with that. It's kind of how I felt at the beginning of the week.
And look where you are now.
Did you guys have fun on the tour?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was awesome.
I can't believe this week is over. I'm really glad I got to meet you guys.
We feel the same way, Kayla.
I really wish my friends had given you guys a chance. Every time I tried to tell them all the cool stuff I learned, they just shut me down.
I almost hate to ask, but how's the nickname thing going?
They let up a little bit on calling me Crabby Kayla.
Ryan Durrett stuck with me for years.
Thanks for being encouraging, Ryan.
Just saying.
Boy, I hate to think this is the last time I'll see you guys. You never know.
God works in mysterious ways. Just keep living out your new faith.
Remember the verse we were practicing today?
Be alert, stand firm in faith, be brave and strong, with every action must be done with love. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14.
Perfect. I guess you don't need this.
Today's memory day? Probably not, but I'll take it anyway. Well, good luck on the program today. I'll come back to say goodbye when y'all pack up.
Oh, you didn't leave me yet.
Why not? Because today, you're in the show, and we've changed your nickname.
What? Come on, cool, Kayla. You sang this song with us all day.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Awesome, you ready with your party? Let's live it out, shout it loud, show the world what love's about.
Everything I say and everything I do, I wanna bring it forward.
wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it was fun.
We gotta keep in touch, Caleb.
Definitely, and I'm gonna find a church here on my own that I can be a part of.
That's really important. That'll help you learn more about the Bible and what it means to be a Christian.
That's right. The journey's just begun.
I know I want Jesus to direct my future.
You're on the right track, Kayla.
And we're here for you. Just text or call us anytime.
Okay, group hug. I can't handle the sadness.
So very, very much. Thank you all for coming, for sharing. Chris has registration forms for VBS down here at the front if you would like to register. Even if you'd like to register your child or your grandchild, Chris will have those down here. Everyone who had a part in this today, would you please stand up? Thank you all very much. I'm not going to prolong this because I know you want to get down here and speak with them and speak with the leaders. I will remind you that VBS starts this evening, 6 o'clock in here, will be the opening assembly. runs through Thursday. Spread the news. Spread the news that God cares. God doesn't care from where you have come. What God cares about is how you live now and where you're going throughout this life and beyond. Would you please stand for our benediction? As you go, know this. Life itself is an adventure. Sometimes we run into good things and sometimes we run into not so good things. But God is there, and God works through us even to help, to share that good news that God is love, God cares, and that life can truly be lived fully in God's presence. God bless you. Go in peace and share that good news. Amen.